There's a bit of a battle happening on the internet at the moment, and you're kind of caught in the crossfires, even if you didn't know it. If you've jumped on the internet to search something recently, maybe watch some videos on YouTube, have you seen some of the messages that are targeted directly to you, saying you're at risk, free services could start to cost money, that the Australian government has plans to change regulations that will hurt you? What is going on? Futurist Steve Sammartino is here to talk you through it. Good morning.
Good morning.
What is happening? Why is Google and the ACCC fighting?
Yeah, so there's a new regulation that's been put forward by the ACCC called the News Media Bargaining Code. And what it does is about making Google and Facebook to negotiate to pay for news content creators for their content. Google are disputing that and claiming that it's going to have a pretty bad impact on the services that they provide Australians, both with their search and with their YouTube. And so what they did yesterday was put up on all of their websites an open letter and a link talking about the issue. It goes to 95% of Australians because they've got a 95% market share, which is pretty heady. It's monopolistic. And so they put a letter out sort of claiming that this is going to severely impact and worsen the services that they provide.
Take us through some of the background. Like, why is the ACCC putting this out there? Why are we even looking at these new regulations? What's going on, Steve?
Yeah, so the big issue has been, since we've moved to digital media, the revenues for news content creators, and we all agree that news is an important part of a functioning democracy, the revenue streams have been decimated. You know, we've seen Fairfax and News Limited and all the TV stations, local newspapers shutting down all around Australia. It's incredibly difficult for these organisations to thrive and provide news. The position of the ACCC and the government is that because Facebook and Google are really the gatekeepers to information in the modern economy, they usurp a lot of that revenue and take a lot of that revenue. So between the two of them, they have more than 50% of digital revenue, and that's growing exponentially every year. And countries around the world, including Australia, are saying that this is putting our democracy at risk, and so they've instituted this regulation to try and balance things out and protect the creation of news content, because it turns out that Facebook and Google don't create any news. All they do is share other people's work. They're really just the traffic directors, but they get the majority of the revenue without doing any of the work in creating the journalistic content.
In this open letter, Google are using, you know, really powerful language to everyday people, saying the way Aussies search every day on Google is using words like at risk. They've started targeting some of the influencers and the creators that use their spaces like YouTube. What is the reaction to this been at the moment, Steve?
Look, I have to be incredibly honest here that the language that Google has used, and I'll just point out by saying I'm not sure if the ACCC strategy is the right strategy purporting to give revenue to news organisations. I don't think that's the right way to come around this problem here, because the problem is a wider monopoly problem. But the language they're using, I agree with Rod Sims, the ACCC director, in that it's misleading. For example, they said that it will create dramatically worse search results. And that's kind of not true, because news is a tiny percent of search. Here's a crazy fact. 20% of Google search terms that are used every day are new, have actually never ever been searched for before by anyone. They also said in that letter that data will be handed over to big news businesses. And in the regulation, there's no element that says that data must be handed over to them. So that's just not true. And mind you, Google is a $1.3 trillion company, and our two biggest news organisations in Australia, excluding the ABC, only have a market capitalisation of $13 billion, which is not even 1% of Google's valuation. Not even 1%. And they're saying big news business. I think Google might be the big news business. And they're saying that their free services are at risk. And again, Google's pricing policy on whether or not they give free search and free YouTube is entirely up to them. And the other one they said was it will artificially inflate news rankings. Well, it's their ranking, it's their search engine, they decide the algorithm. So if we just take those four sound bites out of that letter, I think the listeners would be wise enough to understand, you know, what they feel is going on here.
Well, I think that's who needs to be at the heart of it, right, is the users, the people who go to Google, who use YouTube, who are on Facebook. Like, how is this going to affect them, Steve?
Look, I don't think it's going to infect them at all. The truth is that it would have a very marginal impact on the things that we search and the way that we use both Facebook and Google. I really feel like this is being used as a kind of a fear tactic, because here's the truth of it. We love their services. Google services are incredible. The reason it's so dominant is because its service is so damn good.
No one remembers Ask Jeeves anymore. That's all I'm saying.
Well, Ask Jeeves. Where is Jeeves? I've been asking
where he is for all this time.
Yeah. We used to ask him questions. Now we ask, where is he? Hey, Google, where's Jeeves? Yes. It's true. Yeah, the voice activated. So, look, we love those services and we like them, and that's why they're so dominant, right? And what they're doing is they're obfuscating the issue here, and the reason for that is the world's watching, right? So Australia is a tiny fish in the big global pond. We know that. What Google are incredibly worried about is that this could spread. Most countries around the world, democracies, are facing the same issue, where their news resources are being decimated because it's hard to support news because the revenue is all going directed through these two digital companies. If this happens in Australia, then it might empower other countries around the world to take a similar action, which if that does occur, that could have a big impact on Google's revenue.
It's an interesting time as we've relied on these platforms more than ever before as we've been socially distanced. There's also some big questions being asked. Steve, can't wait to see what happens next. Thank you for talking us through this issue this morning.
Cheers, Kaya. No problems.
Your regular futurist, Steve Sammartino, there on ABC Newcastle Mornings, just talking you through what you might hear a little bit more about over the day, over the coming weeks as well, why there's that little message on Google as you open it saying that how you search is at risk. The ACCC is just trying to implement this new code. It's a bargaining power that they say fixes the imbalances between Australian news media businesses and each of Google and Facebook. You will be hearing more about this over the coming weeks, I am sure of it. So that is a taste. Now you know.